The Desperado Detective Agency's biggest case ever crept up on tiny Tupelo Landing in the dead of winter and kicked off on the rarest of days. Unlike most of our borderline famous cases, it started with two things found. One thing found by me, Miss Moses LeBeau, ace detective, yellow belt karate student, and a sixth grader in her prime. One thing found by a stranger. Before all was said and done, it plunged me and my fellow desperados, my best friends, Dale Earnhardt Johnson III and Harm Crenshaw, the agency's newest detective, into a bloodthirsty chapter of our town's history, and an unspoken chapter of Harm's past. It put our lives in peril, tested our courage, and sent us racing for treasures of the world and treasures of the heart. As for me, Mo LeBeau, it bent my rivers and scattered my stars. As usual, I didn't see it coming. In fact, I was dead asleep in the wee hours of January 11th when my vintage phone jangled. I clicked on my Elvis in Vegas lamp. Desperado Detective Agency, Mo LeBeau speaking. Your disaster is our delight. How may we be of service? I squinted at my alarm clock. 5:30 a.m. The voice came through scratchy and worried.
Mo, it's Thess.
Crud. Fellow sixth grader, Thessalonian Thompson, a weather freak desperate to take me to a movie. I yawned. No movie.
It's not that, Mo. I'm over you, Thess said. It's going to snow. I'm giving a few special friends a heads up.
Snow? We haven't had real snow in Tupelo Landing since third grade. Really? I said, kicking off my covers. Is school out? Is this a snow day?
That's the problem. School's not out. Miss Ritzel makes that call, and she doesn't know my forecast because she's not answering her phone.
Our teacher, Priscilla Ritzel, tall, willowy, able to do math in her head, is the most normal person in my shy of normal life. I adore her. Secretly, she likes me too, but ever since she got caller ID, she's been slow to pick up sixth graders' calls.
Mo, will you go to her house with me?
Thess asked.
I'm an introvert and you're not.
True. The gardenia outside my window shimmied in the moonlight. What in the blue blazes? Dale's face popped into view, his mama's flowered scarf pulled tight over his blonde hair and knotted beneath his chin. Not a good look.
Mo, Dale whispered. Wake up. Thess says it's going to snow.
I know, I said, tapping on the glass. Come to the door.
Which door?
Thess asked. Not you, I replied into the phone as Dale crashed to the ground. I made an executive decision. Thess, call Harm. Ask him to meet us at Miss Retzel's house in 20 minutes for an ensemble beg. But you better be right about the snow. I smoothed my t-shirt and karate pants as I strolled the length of my narrow, window-lined flat. I swung the door open and Dale bolted inside with his mongrel dog, Queen Elizabeth II, at his heels. Hey, I said, we got a snow mission. I'll be ready in 3 shakes.
Sorry about the gardenia, he said. I don't want to knock and wake up anybody.
Anybody would be Miss Lana, who wakes up slow. Also the Colonel, who's moody thanks to an 11-year brush with amnesia. The Colonel and Miss Lana are my family of choice, and I am theirs. The Colonel saved me from a hurricane flood the day I was born. Together, we operate the cafe at the edge of town. Dale unzipped his oversized jacket, a cast-off from his daddy, who won't need it for 7 to 10 years unless he gets time off for good behavior, which he won't.
Hurry, Mo, I'm sweltering to death, Dale said. Mama made me lay over.
You mean layer, I said, sliding my jeans over my karate pants.
Dale, a co-founder of the Desperado Detective Agency, ain't a dead-ahead thinker, but he thinks sideways better than anybody I know. I pulled on my red sweater and combed my unruly hair. I opened my filing cabinet, shoved aside unanswered Desperado Detective Agency letters, and snagged my orange socks. "Get gloves, too," Dale instructed as someone swished across the living room. "Morning, Miss Lana," I called. "Dale and Queen Elizabeth are here. Can I borrow some gloves? It's going to snow."
"Snow? Really?" she said, peeking in.
Miss Lana, a former child star of the Charleston Community Theater and a fan of old Hollywood, gave me a wide, sleepy smile. The real one, not the one she keeps in her pocket for pain-in-the-neck customers at the cafe.
"I love snow."
She leaned against my doorframe, her gone-with-the-wind bed jacket over her pink nightgown, her short, coppery hair glistening in the lamplight.